the California recall election will go ahead as planned 2 weeks from today. That's the decision of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which released its opinion today. An 11-judge panel of the court rejected the argument that outdated punch card voting machines still in use in some counties would make the election unconstitutional. Those machines are due to be retired next year. Day-to-Day and Slate's legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick joins us with her analysis. Welcome, Dahlia.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. So a 3-judge panel of the same court ruled last week that the election should be postponed until March. Why did this larger panel rehear the case, and what were the main issues?
Well, last week, a 3-judge panel sort of shocked the country of the same court, the Ninth Circuit, by finding that the punch card machines that were being used in some counties, predominantly minority counties in California, were more prone to error than other methods of voting. And they felt that because votes would be counted differently because of the error rate, there was an equal protection violation that rose to the level of the equal protection violation in Bush v. Gore. That was the essential issue. The Ninth Circuit took it upon itself to rehear that case en banc. That means that an 11-judge panel got to rehear all those issues. And as we've just heard, they've reversed the 3-judge panel and ruled that the election can go forward.
The case for the American Civil Liberties Union was argued by Harvard Law Professor Lawrence Tribe, who also argued before the Supreme Court in Bush v. Gore. Let's listen to a clip of Tribe speaking with Judge Andrew Kleinfeld.
When, as in this case, the values of localism and autonomy have been superseded by a uniform statewide determination that this technology has got to go.
Well, they didn't decide that the technology was unacceptable because of its error rate. They said it was outmoded. Narrow ties are outmoded.
Tell us, Dahlia, more about Tribe's argument.
Well, Tribe was really trying to make the point that the entire election was illegal because thousands of these votes might not be counted. And as we heard in that clip, one of the things that Judge Kleinfeld sort of contested was how truly error-prone they were. And there was not great data to say exactly what the error rates were. And Tribe got into a little bit of trouble because he couldn't persuade the panel that, as you heard in the clip, The Votematic machines are truly riddled with error, just that the voters had sort of lost confidence, or as Judge Kleinfeld said, they're sort of out of fashion. Well, that's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Arguing for the state was Deputy Attorney General Douglas Woods. Here, he is being questioned by Judge Alex Kaczynski.
There is not a single legal point in the district court's decision that is in dispute.
Well, maybe that's right, but that's a different question. That's a different question. The question is, do we look at whether he got the law right, or do we sort of say, close enough?
Your Honor,
it's Honor, government work after all.
Your Honor,
right?
this court is entitled to look at whether he got the law right. I submit that he did. Plaintiffs do not.
He sort of missed it on the Voting Rights Act, right? Just between us.
No.
I won't tell if he won't tell.
Why did Wood say it was acceptable to use voting machines that have already been declared illegal?
Well, I think Woods's point was there is no constitutional guarantee of perfect vote counting. There's no constitutional guarantee of a perfect correlation between one man, one vote. That's a nice ideal, Woods said, but it's not the truth in the real world. And what he said is that the problem with punch card ballots simply does not rise to the level of a constitutional crisis as alleged by the ACLU.
So the situation as it stands now, what the recall election will in fact go ahead.
Right. The 11-judge panels did away with the 3-judge panel's injunction. They essentially said the lower court judge who had refused to grant an injunction was correct. The recall must go on. They said that there is simply not evidence that there's going to be harm to the voters. There's not evidence of an equal protection violation. They were a little closer on the Voting Rights Act, but it appears that the 11-judge panel did what the Supreme Court would have wanted them to do, which is take this problem out of the Supreme Court's hands.
So no likely appeal to the Supreme Court.
Well, I'm sure the ACLU will appeal, but the Supreme Court has no reason to hear it now because they're no longer embarrassed by the great hovering legacy of Bush v. Gore.
Very good. Analysis from Slate's legal analyst, Dahlia Lithwick. Thank you, Dahlia.
My pleasure.